You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I am back for Beats and Eats from 1 to 2. During the hour, I chat about food, and I share interviews and stories about food security and events and folks in the food scene. Plus, I mix dope beats that I'm loving throughout the show. Well, it is officially Black History Month. So this month, I'll be celebrating Black Canadian artists to honor the legacy and contributions of Black creators in Canada and their communities. This hour, I'm going to actually be playing a lot of tracks from Black Canadian artist Kay Trinada. Plus, I'll be sharing some information about events happening throughout the month, and I'm going to share one of my favorite recipes that I like to make super easy. Before we get into our first music set, here is some information about an event happening in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities for Black History Month. The first event that I'm going to be sharing today is one that I was lucky enough to see last night. For a bit of a background, last Friday, I had an amazing interview with Justine A. Chambers for her show, The Brutal Joy, that is happening today, February 5th, and tomorrow, February 6th, at the Scotia Dance Center, and that's at 677 Davis Street for Push Festival. Justine invited me to the dress rehearsal last night, and I have to say, guys, the show is absolutely incredible. I was so blown away. The Brutal Joy is an improvisational act of devotion to Black living. It is a show celebrating line dancing, particularly the electric slide, through a trio of dance, music, and sound. So if you're in or close to Van, I highly recommend seeing it. The link for tickets are going to be in today's show notes. And if you want to hear our interview, it aired on Intravenous yesterday, February 4th, from 10 to 11. So head over to the online streets and you'll be able to hear that. Okay, so let's get into some music by Kay Trinada. Kay Trinada is a Haitian-Canadian music producer and DJ who rose to popularity after releasing a bunch of mixtapes, remixes, and original music projects beginning in 2010 under the alias Kay-Tra-Da Mus. So the first set of tracks are all coming from the album 99.9%, which was released in 2016.
You know I want you, baby. You know I do. I'll give you my Patronato, you guys up on them yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on them? Oh, yeah. My bad.
But play this stuff all the time.
All the time, yeah, my bad. I do know Patronato.
Yeah.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Okay, and that was our first set, the first K-Tronata set, off of the album 99.9%, and that was released in 2016. My goodness, 10 years ago. There has been a trend of, you know, posting photos of what you were doing back in the day 10 years ago, and then having a photo of this year, 2026, 10 years later. And for me, oh my gosh, 10 years ago, I was in the Calgary streets. Loved the second track that I played. So let me go through what we heard. First track was You're the One. And the second track, I have played this in my open mic days and plenty of times back in the 2016 days, which was Got It Good. I do, when I hear it now, it's almost like I just heard it yesterday. I always vibe to that track. And then after that was Despite the Weather. Now I'm going to share with you another event that is happening. This is an event that I want to share because I plan to attend it. The event is called the Black Brilliance in BC event, happening tomorrow, Friday, February the 6th at Surrey City Hall, which is located at 13450 104th Avenue. Back in January, I think it was like January 7th, if I'm correct, I chatted with Elliot Slynn, who is the marketing and communications specialist at Diversity, and he's also the MC at the Black Brilliance NBC event, and our conversation happened on Intravenous. So here's a little plug. I mentioned Intravenous earlier. It does air every Wednesday here on CJSF 90.1 FM from 10 to 11. So you can definitely look up the January 7th show to hear our conversation. But here's a little bit about the event itself. The Black Brilliance in BC is an event where you can expect to listen to inspiring speakers. You're going to be able to enjoy delicious cuisine by De Reggae Cafe. I'm super excited about that because I have not been to De Reggae Cafe, and I believe that they have been around for quite some time, so I am super, super interested to see what they bring to the table. And you can also watch like captivating performances by Soca Dance Experience. I think I might have mentioned in some previous shows how much I love Soca, so I feel like I'm going to do a Soca tribute for sure. February actually is the carnival season for Trinidad and Tobago, I believe. So I think this month I might do a Soca inspired show. You're also going to be able to see performances by the Afro reggae band Mivule, and then you are also going to see a performance by Elegancia Cubana Dance, as well as the Sunshine Rhythm Steel Band. And when I was talking with Elliot about the entertainment and the performances that you're going to be able to see at this event, I mentioned that I'm so excited to also see Sunshine Rhythm Steel Band because back in the day, I wanted to learn how to play the steel band. So, and pan is an instrument that is played a lot in Trinidad and Tobago as well. So I am super excited to hear them, and maybe I can chat with them. Who knows? The Black Brilliance Awards ceremony is also going to be taking place at this event. So you'll get to see who takes home awards for the Rising Star Award, and that is geared to emerging leaders that are up to the age 29. And then you're also going to get to see winners of the Trailblazer Award, and that is geared to established leaders that are age 30 and up. And then finally, the last category of awards is going to be the Luminary Award, and that recognizes someone with 15 or more years of impact in their field. So looking forward to seeing that. Tickets are free, and the link for tickets will be in today's show notes, so no stressing about that. Now I am going to get back into another K-Tronada set. All of these dope songs that you're gonna hear are off of the album Ain't No Damn Way, and that album was released in 2025.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Is Bird Note. You've probably heard the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Well, it's a very old saying, and it's gone through some changes over the years. The phrase first pops up in a 7th century Aramaic proverb. Better is a sparrow held tight in the hand than 1,000 birds flying about in the air. An English book from the 15th century had this version. It is more certain a bird in your fist than to have three in the sky above. 100 years later, there was another old English saying, better one bird in hand than 10 in the wood. In each era, the pragmatic wisdom is clear. Hold on to the sure thing rather than taking a gamble on something better. The old saying eventually made it to Pennsylvania, where there's a town named Bird in Hand. Legend has it that when two road surveyors in the early 1700s were trying to decide whether to stay the night where they were working or head back to Lancaster, one cited the bird in hand proverb. They decided to stay, and the place was named Bird in Hand. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.